Warum lernen Leute Deutsch? Warum lernen Leute Deutsch? Why do people learn German? In the past 9 years of teaching at GermanWithNicole.com and the past 12 years of teaching German generally, I can say honestly there are a whole host of reasons why people learn German. And for this episode, I collected a whole bunch of them that I've heard over the years, and then I also sent an email to all of the people who read the weekly A-Post. Why do you learn German? Warum lernen Sie Deutsch? Even after so many years of teaching German and more years speaking it, there were a few reasons that were new to me, and I'm really interested to hear which reasons are new to you. Sind Sie bereit? Los geht's! Folks, why they learn German, and wow, did they respond. Some folks wrote one sentence, others wrote entire paragraphs in German. Es war sehr beeindruckend. Es war sehr beeindruckend. It was really impressive. Und ich sage danke. Perhaps you want to learn German because it's in your genetics. I've got German ancestry. I also have Bavarian ancestry. And the Bavarians are not German, as you might know, they are Bavarian, but that's another episode, so let's move on from this reason. Perhaps you have a serious reason, like these folks, and you want to create a better life for yourself. One reader wrote, Hallo, ich habe ein hartes Leben, und für meine Kinder muss ich Deutsch lernen und nach Deutschland auswandern. Ich wiederhole, Hallo, ich habe ein hartes Leben, und für meine Kinder muss ich Deutsch lernen und nach Deutschland auswandern. Hello, I have a hard life, and I need to learn German and to immigrate to Germany for my children. One person wrote, Ich lerne Deutsch, weil ich in Deutschland arbeiten möchte. Ich lerne Deutsch, weil ich in Deutschland arbeiten möchte. I'm learning German because I would like to work in Germany. The other day, in another context, I saw the statistics on how many Syrian refugees are still in Germany, and it was 4 years ago, I think it was, that 1 million Syrian refugees found their way to Germany. It's currently somewhere around 800,000 people, and it actually increased from 2020 to 2021. That's no small amount of people, and it's only one group of people who've immigrated to Germany in recent years and also recent decades. That's a lot of people who need to learn German to create a better life. Perhaps you learn German because you simply love Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, and perhaps that corner of the Netherlands where they speak German. And you might also simply love the culture and the people. Maybe you love the music, like one reader wrote. I love Beethoven, Brahms, Wagner. I admire Wilhelm Furtwängler and also Herbert von Karajan, two famous conductors. Maybe you're a singer like me and you need German for the diction, so you understand the grammar and interpreting the actual pieces that you'll sing. Everything from Clara Schumann to Johann Sebastian Bach, and from Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel and her brother, of course, all the way to Gustav Mahler. Perhaps you want to study in Germany. One of my clients is attending a seminar in Germany, and he will learn to read theological texts in the original German. Or perhaps after you've studied in Germany at a university, you'd like to return to your home country and work with German tourists, teach German, or perhaps become an interpreter. You might have an affinity for quality free time, practicality, rules and order, precision, good manners, and quiet Sundays. Just yesterday, one of my youngest clients, who is still in school, said, I really like it when we visit Europe. I don't feel so rushed. From the mouths of babes. And just last week, one of my friends and I were talking about how we both miss living in Europe, in particular Germany, because no one is allowed to mow their lawn on a Sunday. It's quiet. With the exception of some bakeries with special permits, cafes, and restaurants, it's quiet. Ich vermisse Sonntage in Deutschland. Ich vermisse Sonntage in Deutschland. I miss Sundays in Germany. Some people simply have an affinity for the social niceties, the good manners, and not oversharing. Which I really appreciate about German culture. One reader from Uganda wrote in and said, Viele Deutsche sind praktisch und ich finde das sehr wichtig für unser Leben. Viele Deutsche sind praktisch und ich finde das sehr wichtig für unser Leben. Many Germans are practical and I find that very important for our life. Perhaps you like a bit of a challenge. It might be fair to say that learning German is a bit of a challenge. And it is one that I like to make achievable for people. One of my longer-term students wrote in and he said that he wants to learn German because he wants to improve his brain, so his brain never stagnates. And he wrote, Ich kann immer neugierig bleiben. Ich kann immer neugierig bleiben. I can always stay curious. Sprache ist für mich eine große Herausforderung. Sprache ist für mich eine große Herausforderung. Language is for me a big challenge. Perhaps you used to work, you want to work, or you currently work in a German-speaking country, like the one woman I mentioned earlier, and you need to learn German to do so. One reader wrote in that he used to be stationed in Germany in the army and he never got to learn as much German as he wanted to then, and that's why he's learning it now. Even if you speak English at work in a German-speaking country, you will need German in your daily life. It's one of the best ways to show respect for the place and the people who live there, and it's definitely a good way to make friends and meet new people. Perhaps you, like another reader, have German customers and suppliers, and you could build that working relationship by learning to speak their language, literally and figuratively. You might be quite surprised at how your communication with other people can improve when you learn a bit of their native language, their traditions, their customs, learn the geography. It might open your eyes. Perhaps you love to learn, and like one reader, you want to learn something useful and exciting. Now that's cool. Learning German is useful and exciting. Maybe you enjoy the process of learning, and it fuels the way that you think. I know for me, I would stagnate, and I would probably have the feeling that my brain is slowly collapsing inside my head if I didn't continually learn new things. That might sound a little bit overly dramatic, and it's not really German to be overly dramatic, but I think you get the idea. Perhaps you simply want a real hobby that includes other people doing the same thing. This is the reason one of my clients learns German, because he enjoys having a hobby. He doesn't have to do his homework, but he frequently does his homework. He can enjoy the lesson, he can enjoy speaking German, he can enjoy reading it. He plays guitar and he learns some German music for the guitar and plays it at home. We have this idea that's kind of like seeped into the culture in the United States, that if you have any activity that you engage in seriously, particularly outside of work, that it has to become your quote-unquote side hustle, and you have to monetize it somehow. You have to become an expert, and then you have to sell the thing that you do. No, you don't. That's really toxic, perfectionistic thinking, and you can say Auf Wiedersehen to it, or even more permanently and a little bit rudely, Leben Sie wohl, because it's okay to learn German because it's there. It's okay to learn German simply because you enjoy having a hobby. If you think that hearing permission to learn German and not monetize it will help you, here it is. I hereby give you permission to learn German and to simply enjoy it because it's there. Perhaps you are in a relationship with a German-speaking person. This is a big reason for a lot of people to learn German. And I do have a recommendation for you. If you have a German-speaking partner or spouse and know that your spouse should not be your teacher, which is my recommendation, I salute you for your honesty. It is frequently not a good idea to make your romantic partner also your German teacher. Our resource, definitely, however, not your teacher. There's another reason related to this. Perhaps you would like to be in a relationship with a German-speaking person. Ooh, das ist ja romantisch. Das ist ja romantisch. In response to my email request, two different men wrote, ich möchte eine deutsche Frau heiraten. Ich möchte eine deutsche Frau heiraten. I would like to marry a German woman. Perhaps you love to travel in German-speaking countries. One reader wrote, I am going to Oberammergau in September to see the Passion Play. That is so cool. The Passion Play has a very, very long history. It has to do with the plague. I will put a link in the show notes for you. But the Passion Play only happens every 10 years. This is not the first person that I've heard of who wanted to learn German specifically to see the Passion Play. One of my clients wrote, I want to learn German so I can be more self-sufficient on my next trip to Austria. I want to go to the less touristy places and still be able to book a room or get a meal or figure out the gas station payments by myself. Ausgezeichnet. Ausgezeichnet. That's outstanding. Perhaps you want to take a sabbatical or some kind of extended stay in a Germanic country. You might have heard of something called the FIRE movement here in the U.S. It's F-I, frequently spelled with a slash R-E. It stands for Financial Independence / Retire Early Movement. Basically, work to live, don't live to work. Also very Germanic. This is an idea of having your retirement while you're still working, so to speak. And a sabbatical or an extended vacation, an extended stay is one way to do this. I understand in Australia there are short and long service leaves, so people who've had one job for a long time automatically receive paid leave, and they get to explore something else, take a class, take an extended trip, and then they come back to their jobs refreshed with new energy, and they get to see things from a new perspective. Wow! Now that's what I call an opportunity. Perhaps you are German-Jewish and you'd like to learn some German. I've worked with more than a few people with German-Jewish heritage, and we've made some meaningful discoveries together. We've made some difficult discoveries together, and all of it has been very meaningful. One of my students asked me last year how to find out if her murdered family members had Stolpersteine, and I'll explain what that is in a second. So I simply searched for the directory and sent it to her. Stolpersteine are brass memorial stones installed in the sidewalk or in the street in front of the house of someone who was murdered in World War II. And this student has family members who were murdered, and she got to find out then if they had Stolpersteine, and there is a possibility of sponsoring Stolpersteine. If you are German-Jewish and you want to look up some things on your family, you want to do some research, I can help provide you with information on historical as well as modern Jewish organizations. And if you're German-Jewish and you want to learn German just because you want to learn German, we don't have to talk about your family history. It's all good. Perhaps you want to read German authors in the original German. One reader wrote, I would like to one day read German authors in philosophy, theology, and literature. Sehr gut. Sehr gut. Very good. Perhaps you have a German-speaking parent, a German-speaking grandparent, or perhaps you have or are applying for German citizenship because of your lineage. One of my students, whom I keep in contact with frequently, wrote, I keep trying to learn German so I can talk to my mother in German more. One of my students is actually learning all of the Swiss German he can get his hands on because his aunts and uncles spoke it because his family comes from Switzerland. It connects him to his heritage, and whenever he has the opportunity to go to Switzerland then, he will definitely have a richer experience. Perhaps, once upon a time, you heard something in German. It was a word or a poem or a song, and it spoke to your heart. Maybe you're like one of my readers who wrote, Ich habe viel Liebe für die deutsche Sprache. Ich habe viel Liebe für die deutsche Sprache. I have a lot of love for the German language. Ich liebe die deutsche Sprache. Ich liebe die deutsche Sprache. I love the German language is a very common sentiment and a frequent reason for learning German. Hier ist Ihre Hausaufgabe für heute. Hier ist Ihre Hausaufgabe für heute. Here is your homework for today. Was your reason for learning German included in this episode? If it was and you'd like to add something, or if your reason wasn't included and you'd care to tell us why you're learning German, please look in the show notes. There's an accompanying blog post. You can click that link and go ahead and write a comment. I'm very, very interested to hear why you are learning German. Check out the show notes for all of the links mentioned. I honestly can't wait to hear more from you. Das ist genug für heute. Passen Sie gut auf sich auf.